Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Western warplanes, naval vessels fired missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons sites in what could be a sustained campaign against the government of President Bashar al-Assad and his supporters. President Trump announced the strikes.
I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom.
Last week, at least 40 people were killed in the Syrian city of Douma in what the U.S. and other nations said was a chemical weapons attack carried out by the Syrian government. Earlier, Bashar al-Jafari, permanent U.N. representative for Syria, said the Assad government did not conduct the attack.
We said it many times. Of course, the terrorists have acquired chemical substances from Libya a long time ago, from the Libyan stock. But this operation was facilitated by the Turkish intelligence, the Saudi intelligence, and the American and French intelligence services.
Russia, a longtime ally of the Syrian government, warned a military conflict could erupt with the U.S. if its and its Western allies took action in Syria. Also in the news, the Gaza Health Ministry saying one Palestinian was killed. More than 900 others were injured. It happened when Israeli troops used gunfire and tear gas, they say, to repel numerous attempts by Palestinians to cross the border into Israel. Palestinian protesters are demanding an end to the decades-old blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees. This is VOA News. U.S. government calling on East African leaders to release five unpublished reports documenting violations of South Sudan's failed December ceasefire and to punish those responsible for the violations. IGAD warns of sanctions to hold account commanders driving the country's civil war. A number of topics will be on the table next week when President Trump hosts Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea's missile program likely will dominate their discussions. Critics say Mr. Abe should remind President Trump to negotiate on all types of missiles and not just long-range ones when dealing with Pyongyang. Dara Shiga Machisita is a scholar at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo.
While the United States is interested in addressing the issue of intercontinental ballistic missile, you know, long-range missiles capable of reaching the United States, but from the Japanese perspective, what's more important to us is medium-range ballistic missiles with a range of about 1,300 kilometers, capable of reaching most part of Japan, including Tokyo.
Some Japanese analysts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month indicates Pyongyang's nervousness about the upcoming talks between President Trump and Mr. Kim in Pyongyang. Taliban militants attacked Afghan security forces happened in western province of Berat, killing 9 soldiers, 1 police officer. Taliban seeking to restore strict Islamic rule after their 2001 defeat by U.S.-led troops did not immediately comment. Details of a new book from former U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey are coming out now. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The autobiography is titled A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. In it, former FBI Director James Comey casts President Donald Trump as unethical and untethered to truth. Comey says Trump's presidency is ego-driven and about personal loyalty. Comey writes that Trump is a mafia boss-like figure who tried to pressure the investigation into Russian election interference. There are also surprising personal jabs. Among them, the 6'8" Comey writes that Trump is shorter than he expected, with a too long tie and bright white half-moon under his eyes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Scientists will leave their labs, march on Washington and more than 200 cities around the world today. They are protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence and how they say they ignore scientific evidence. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.